Hey, Nick.
Hello, Warwick. Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
I'm just going to leave space at the front for you every time now.
Oh, and I was polishing my speed. Okay, that didn't really work. Anyway, I was trying to be really quick.
I'm not touching that. Anyway, I do have a joke for you. You ready?
Ready.
Two robbers were robbing a Bottle-O. I presume all our listeners are Australian, so Bottle-O is a relevant term.
Bottle-O, yep.
The first turned to the second with a bottle in his hand and he said, "Isn't this whiskey?" And the second said, "Yep, but so's wobbing a bank."
G'day, I'm Woz.
And I'm Nick, sometimes Coxie, mostly Nick.
This is the Tradies in Business podcast and we're here to share a bunch of tips, ideas, tactics that you can put in place to get change happening in your trade business right now.
If you're really lucky, we're going to entertain you with a few mum jokes and more importantly, a bunch of fantastic guests that will educate you in all things you need to know about trade business, but we do promise to do it with a whole bunch of fun along the way.
I'm a self-confessed idiot, so strap yourself in and enjoy another episode.
Now, you shared a different joke with me.
I did.
Before we pressed record, and you chickened out and went safe.
Well, you'd already laughed to it, and so I don't think you can get a genuine laugh the second time you tell a joke. And I thought, nope, I'm going to take this one instead.
That also assumes that you're getting genuine laughs when I laugh at your jokes anyway.
I think that was a pretty good one. I think you really laughed at that one.
I cop so much crap from our tradiepreneur members, our clients, because they get to talk to us in person. And I get a fair bit of hate from our members about how I don't support your jokes, Coxie.
Well, you do. I think, they are very supportive of me and my attempts to joke. And they do send me a fair bit of critique too, don't you worry. I get lots of jokes delivered into my inbox so I can up my game. And they do run pretty fierce in making sure that I am protected. However, you do protect my jokes and laugh at my jokes and allow me the space to tell them in the first place. So I think you support me very well.
And I'm also honest enough to say that sometimes I force a laugh, often.
I don't think anyone can tell, so it's all right.
That one was pretty good though.
Yeah.
So it was the other one that you didn't share here.
Should I share it now? I'm trying to remember how it goes. No, I can't.
No, it doesn't matter. All right, you'll just have to hang around, listeners, for a lot longer and maybe you'll hear it pop up one of these days.
You know what? I'll tell it in Melbourne. I'll tell it at our event in Melbourne. You've come
Bribery.
Yes.
Bribery.
You want to come join us in Melbourne at the Get Off the Tools workshop? I will tell the joke and then you will be in the in crowd because you'll know what it is.
2 hours. We're going to show you the structure that we use with our tradiepreneur members to help them get amazing results in their businesses, time off, new caravans, paying themselves properly, less work on the tools, all sorts of cool stuff, all the fairy tale stuff that you hear from a lot of business coaches. And we're going to share what Coxie and I do with our members in 2 hours, and you're going to walk away with a specific action plan. We're going to make sure you do some work. And you're going to be able to implement some things in your business, and it's going to cost you the grand total of $29.
It's a buck.
To come and spend a couple hours with us. Look, we charge thousands to go and do workshops at conferences and stuff. So obviously, we want you to come and join our community and become a tradiepreneur as well. So it's a chance for us to meet you and see if the program's a fit. But come and pick our brains, get some cool stuff, and hey, you'll hear Nick's very controversial joke.
It is a bit controversial. We should really labour the point of how good the joke is so they feel compelled to come and
I don't think it's going to work. Now, if you want to find out more about the Melbourne gig, it is on May the 30th, 2024, if you're listening to this in the correct timing. If you've missed it, then I'm sorry. There'll be another opportunity at some stage down the track. But just go and hit the website, I think. I don't even know if there's any info on our website about this.
Just hit us up on email or socials and we'll send you all the details. Simple as that.
Yeah, send us a message. You know how to do that. Now, we are here to teach you some stuff because that's a good way for us to help you out if you're listening to the podcast. It's up to you whether you do anything with it. I guess that's kind of the point of today's episode a little bit as well. Is doing something with the things that you learn, with the information that you get. I'm sure ours is not the only pod you listen to, and we'd like to poke you in the brain box a little bit and encourage you to do something with the information you're getting from the interwebs. And we're going to share an example with you today of one of our tradiepreneur members who did just that, took the information, implemented it, and blow me over with a feather. He got some results. Knock me down with a feather, that's it.
I think that might be. It's a good thing you don't tell the jokes, Mark.
Well, I was going to say something else, and then my political correctness filter kicked in, and I thought, ooh, better not say that, because that's no longer appropriate in 2024. So bugger me dead, I messed it up anyway.
Doesn't matter. We're going to talk about recruitment around about way today, because it's still one of those things that so many of us are struggling with. It can be really hard to find great people. Really, really challenging. We have a few strategies that we use within the program that we help you instill in your business. And one of these we wanted to talk about for you today so that you could copy it. I was going to come up with a new fancy fang dangle word, but you know what? Just steal our stuff. Stick it in your business, copy, paste, and make it work for you. And it's around a strategy that we've done this several times with several of our business owners that are keen enough to follow the steps, and they've all had the exact same result. They've received multiple expressions of interest from excellently qualified tradespeople. So not the normal run-of-the-mill stuff that so many of us are used to seeing when we run an ad. It's that they're getting really high-quality applicants, and applicants that actually fit the business rather than the business having to mold itself around a team member. We're seeing it work successfully and very, very well. And it starts with the ad. So I'm not going to talk about the actual business owner that did this, because I'd like to give him just a little shade of anonymity, although at any time he can call himself out if he wishes. However, he does have a building company, and so he was looking for a carpenter. He's in Victoria, so you can imagine. Well, actually, in every state of Australia, it is still very, very difficult to find tradespeople. He was really struggling with his previous attempts at trying to find a skilled carpenter. He didn't need someone with a particular level of experience. He was happy to take a carpenter, full stop, at this point in time. But he wasn't getting what he required. And so we did a little bit of work with him, and we helped him instill a system that we use consistently to get great results. The first step of this system, and the one that I think requires the biggest shift in thinking, was taking a normal name, rank, and serial number type ad and turning it into something a little sexy, Warwick.
Yeah. There's a lot of noise out there online these days. There are companies advertising their products. There's people trying to recruit staff. There's all sorts of other weird stuff being shared online. So suffice to say, there's a lot of noise online. And for you to get your job ad in front of the right people can be really, really hard. And so you have to try, well, you don't have to try anything, actually. You don't have to do squat. But if you want to get some different results, you need to do some different things. And if you keep running those name, rank, and serial number ads for your recruitment campaigns, or worse still, you just post it on your Facebook feed once, or you tell a few people, hey, do you know anyone that's looking for a job as a plumber? Then you're just going to keep getting the same results. So different looks like a few things. It looks like a sexy headline. And Nick, you've dropped the sexy word, and it's a term for the tool that we teach our clients to use. We have a tool in our Tradiepreneur member portal that you get access to when you join our program. And it's a fancy name. It's called the Sexy Ad Builder. And so our mate, the carpenter in Victoria, he used our Sexy Ad Builder tool to actually create a different ad. And it starts with a catchy headline. If you've just got experienced tradesperson wanted, excuse me, Nicole, while I fall asleep, that's exactly what everyone else is going to do. They're going to do this thing called scrolling, and I'm doing the thumb action now, which those of you watching on YouTube will see. I'm doing my thumb latties. They're just going to scroll on by because it doesn't stand out. It doesn't sound like anything interesting. If they're already working as a carpenter, plumber, landscaper, whatever, and they're bored in their job or feeling unappreciated, and they see your headline that says experienced landscaper wanted, they're going to go, oh, gosh, another one of those. And they're going to scroll on by.
Here's the thing, right? Most of the people that you really want to employ are already employed.
Yes.
So you need something to stand out so you catch their attention. So you have the opportunity to spend more than 2 seconds with them as they scroll on by and get them to buy into what is your company. And so what should be within your ad is the passion you have for your company, the way you take care of the people that come to work with you. Your personality should be in there. We did this with a sign writer as well from the Sunshine Coast, who I'm not afraid to say really struggled with the idea here of being able to change up the way he was talking to his audience. And it works so incredibly well because he used humor. That's who he was. He was much better at telling jokes than I am. And so he would, well, he was known for the jokes that he had, and he used some of that in his ad, and it became really attractive. And whereas they'd been running an ad before for 3 months without one inquiry, this triggered for somebody to come along from another company, a rival company, I might add, who decided it sounded like a far more fun workplace to go and work within. And so he put his hand in the ring and his hat in the ring, sorry, and came to an interview. It was just incredible to see the result and how quickly it happened. So I think this is about, it's not just standing out from the crowd and being different. It's appealing to those that are currently employed, because that's really who we want to target. They're the people that we want, not necessarily the people that are looking for work. Because why are those people looking? Some of them will be legitimate. Some of them are looking because they're not fantastic at what they do. We want we almost want to headhunt someone.
Yeah. And the other thing about creating a different ad especially is you're going to grab somebody who's not necessarily leaving their current job for another $3 an hour or another $10 an hour.
Right.
They're leaving their current job because they want something different. So you need to be the different thing that they're looking for. Now, they might not necessarily know what they're looking for, but if you have a tongue-in-cheek, play-on-words kind of a headline that indicates that you're a fun place to work, or that you've got a sense of humor and it's a bit lighthearted, or it's taking the mick out of the industry or something like that, you know, the good old Aussie way of sarcasm, then they're more likely to go, oh, that sounds a bit different, because that's what they want. They're not going to leave for $5 or $10 an hour because they know that they're going to have to work even harder and you're going to expect even more out of them. So, getting into a bidding war over wages rates is, for most of you listening to this, probably not the sort of people you want to attract anyway. So that ad really needs to stand out. Headline, obviously, is the first thing. But that gets you, there's a really old rule of thumb in advertising and publishing, and I think it's the rule of threes, it used to be called. It's probably chopped down now to the rule of like 0.1. but you think about, when you're looking on the internet, and I said before, it's very noisy, there's lots going on out there. We literally have a split second to grab someone's attention. And so as they're scrolling through Seek or Indeed or through their Facebook feed or whatever it is, for you to catch my eye, you have less than a second to get my attention, because what we're all doing is scanning, looking for something interesting, whether I'm looking for the next Facebook group to join, a product that I haven't seen before that is relevant to my interests. You know, for me at the moment, I'm getting smashed with ads for lithium off-grid battery setups for caravans and off-roading and everything, because that's one of my interest areas is off-roading and caravanning. And I made the mistake of clicking on one ad, and now every other business is serving me ads for their lithium batteries, most of which I scroll past because they all look the bloody same. But the ones that stick out because they're doing something different with their advertising, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll look at that one. But you want to be that employer so that you stick out, and as someone scrolls past in Seek, they see your headline, they go, oh, maybe I'll have a little look. So you've got like 3 seconds to earn the right to have them read on for another 30 seconds. This is the old rules, and it's probably chopped down, Nick. Maybe you've got 1 second to earn the right for them to read for another 10 seconds, which gets you the right to serve them up another 60 seconds of something. And then from there, hopefully you get them to actually click and submit an application.
Now, the body of the ad is just as important. It needs to be, as I said before, show some of your personality and speak to the things that would concern or entice a potential team member to come and jump into your team. So it's not about what we require from them. They know what their license requirements are for any role as a carpenter or insert other trade here. We don't want to narrow the field too much in the very first sweep, and so we don't necessarily talk about years of experience. We never, ever, ever talk about the dollar amount in the ad because, again, that's going to narrow your opportunity to talk to someone, because you can't tell me if the perfect person came along, you wouldn't be prepared to pay them a little bit more than what you currently think you'd like to pay them now. I guarantee that that would be a conversation you'd be prepared to have. And so we try to avoid narrowing whilst talking to the benefits for the potential team member. So what kind of amazing things do you do in your company that others don't? What kind of opportunities do they have? Do you have a flexible workplace? Do you have extra leave? Some of our employers within the Tradiepreneur program do things like add on an extra day to most public holiday long weekends, so they get a 4-day weekend instead of a 3-day weekend. Is that something that you're already doing? Or do you knock off at lunchtime every Friday so they've got more time with their families? Or do you have the kind of workplace that can support a tradesperson who might be needing to pick up kids from school a couple of days a week? Talk to the potential benefits for the person that you would like to entice, and talk about how your company fosters and facilitates the kind of environment that you do. That becomes really attractive to the bright people who might be looking to jump ship from somewhere else, or might just be scrolling by. It might be, wow, I never thought about the fact that I might be able to go and pick up my kids from school 2 days a week. That would be incredible. That would really reduce the stress in my household. I think I'd like to do that, even though I might take a pay cut. That could be really beneficial for our family. And so the body of the ad needs to talk about that as well before you talk about the next step. So the next step should, again, encourage all that fit within the very broad filter that you've set to reach out and take a following step. We recently had a fantastic question from one of our tradiepreneurs who was struggling to get a cover letter and a resume back from her applications. As it turned out, since then, she's gone on to have, I think, 5 came back the exact way she would like them to. And we understand that in the trade, sometimes tradies don't have a resume. So you can find other ways to ask for the information that you require. Attach a brief employment history so that you understand what employment they've had before, and include a short email that introduces you and tells me a little bit about what your ambitions are. Something like that effectively is going to take the place of a cover letter and a resume anyway. It gives you all the details that you require without a lot of the fluff that isn't necessary and corporate speak that doesn't serve the audience that you're trying to attract. And so trying to make this as easy as possible is very important for you so that you get as many through to that next stage as possible. And then there's a whole nother system that help you screen out the right kind of applicants. And then there's another system to interview the correct applicants so that you get the right choice at the end. But there's one big other part of the ad that we encourage our members to create for their ads that we haven't mentioned yet, Warwick.
Oh, oh, is this the bit that moves and
yes,
makes sound? Yeah. We call it video.
We do call it video.
We're recording this podcast and uploading it to YouTube as video because that's what you have to do these days. If you don't have a video aspect to some key parts of your business, then you really are getting left behind. You're going to get passed over. People won't find you. They won't pay any attention to you. Just think about your own consumption habits online, whether it's social media, whether it's things like YouTube or Google or whatever, and just take 10 seconds now to think about what's the greatest amount of content you consume. Is it written? Is it stills, pictures, and diagrams, or is it video? And I would hazard a guess, and I would include even entertainment platforms like Netflix and all of your streaming services. I would hazard a guess that for most of you listening to this episode, it would be video. It far outweighs all of the other mediums. And yet when you post a job ad, usually it's just written. You don't put any photos. There's no diagrams.
No.
It's just a whole bunch of text and no one's going to read that. They don't want to. They're too busy. They It's not their forte, as Coxie was saying. You know, we're advertising for tradies. Tradies don't like reading stuff. It's half the reason many of them got into the trades in the first place. And even if they do like to read stuff, they don't like reading job ads. They like reading the form guide in the newspaper or something. So video is really, really key. It doesn't mean you have to go and spend $3,000 and do some professionally produced TV quality recruitment ad. In fact, it's quite the opposite. And again, this is where our tradiepreneurs have proved that this works. It's not just us saying it. Those who have, I'm just going to say it, Nick, those of our members who have pulled their finger out, I'll say it more nicely than I was going to, and taken our guidance on board and gone and given it a try, because what's the worst that could happen? You do a video in your recruitment campaign and it doesn't work. Big deal. Mm-hmm. So they've given it a shot and holy crap, it worked. Mm-hmm. People actually commented and said, you know what? I replied to your ad because of your video. It stood out for me. Well, that was really cool. We even use it here at TIB. The last time we recruited our most loyal, longest serving, wonderful employee, part of our team, responded to our ad with a video in it, and it was a big part of why she applied. So, and it's such a simple thing that you can do on an iPhone or a Samsung or whatever you use, hold up the camera, take some footage, and Coxie is going to come in here and tell you how not to be boring and uninteresting and make a complete hash of it, but just do a video with your recruitment campaign.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that you don't have to be face to camera if that's not your bag.
No, really actually, don't probably don't do that.
If you really don't like getting in front of the camera, don't do it. But it doesn't mean that you still can't talk behind the camera as you give an example of the kind of cool work that you do. Or perhaps you could talk about the amazing places that you service. Like, we have lots of clients that live on the coastline and they're trying to attract new team members. Holy wow, I'd move if it meant I got to live near the beach and continue the career that I'm on a career pathway with. So why not talk to some of those opportunities that are external to your company simply because it becomes super attractive? So we've got a fantastic client in Melbourne who we're encouraging to share some of his own hobbies because he has a secondary business. One of his hobbies is super, super cool. He posts videos all the time of this, it's like a recreational sport that he mm-hmm. enjoys. And they're the coolest videos. I get stuck on a spiral and watch them for a very, very long time. And if he were to share a bit of a snippet of that into the video that he made for his recruitment, I guarantee it would change the caliber of applications he would be receiving. You can do the same for your business. Doesn't matter where you live, what you do, somebody's going to be attracted to that. So share it with them. If you're really brave, get face to camera like our builder in Victoria did. He wasn't comfortable and he did it anyway. We had to do it.
And we helped him with how many takes did he do?
I was pretty sure it was only two, maybe three in the end. He did a pretty good job the first time around. Like all of us, he was nervous in front of the camera. And so when we're nervous, we tend to lose our personalities. But by the second or third take, the one that he used for his job ad that got him the amazing results we were talking about earlier, he'd loosened up a bit. It was like, oh, this isn't so hard. So much so he's gone on to record a video for us to put in our community to share with the community just how easy it was and to pull your finger out and give it a go. So you don't have to be face to camera. If you can, I think it's a great way to attract your people. Your vibe attracts your tribe. As stupid as that sounds, it is actually true and it does work. Just like Warwick shared, we get comments all the time about our recruitment ads and videos that we do specifically because they can feel our energy across the screen when we're talking. We do face to camera because we do it all day, every day anyway. However, they can hear that in your voice and the passion in your voice and the pictures. You can even put together a carousel with a bit of music and a talk over of still images. It doesn't even need to be totally videoed if that's not your forte. So I encourage you to give it a go, make it a little bit exciting. Give it to the apprentice on site. If you've already got some of your team, give it to your apprentice and let him do a mini day in the life of so that he can show some of the fun stuff or the cool stuff or the funny stuff or the exciting stuff that you guys do. Less of the boring stuff, please.
We had another one of our members do that, actually involved their team member in their recruitment video. Now the team member was keen for that because he was getting smashed with work. They were overbooked, overloaded, and it was like, hey, do you want to help me put a video together so we can find another staff member? It's like, hell yeah. Now, it was cheesy and it was rough and it was unedited, which made it even funnier.
Yeah.
And it worked. So, look, video works. You're listening to this. Obviously, this is not video. And it's a massive step up from the written word. You would not sit and read the transcript of this episode, and yet here you are listening to us bang on for half an hour about how to recruit the right team to your business. So do a video. It's only got to be a minute, maybe two. And it just shows a bit of your personality. And if nothing else, it could be the worst video in the world. Nobody else who's advertising for a plumber, carpenter, landscaper, electrician, or whatever is going to have a video. So you're going to stand out just because you've got one. It could be a video of your cat. It just doesn't matter.
I don't know if a video of the cat's really going to cut it.
No, I want to see someone do a recruitment video with their cat.
Maybe if you put a tool belt and a hard hat on. How cliche is that?
You'd probably get the RSPCA calling.
Probably. Right. If you need help with this, it's really not your jam and you're going to get stuck and it's going to prevent you from doing some of the amazing stuff that our tradie printers are doing, you know where to find us. Or even better, come along to the Melbourne Get Off the Tools workshop where we'll spend 2 hours working with you on some of these strategies. We're going to demonstrate a bunch of these strategies to you. We're going to show you how you can implement them. And as Warwick said earlier, you're going to walk out the door with your own plan so that you can go and execute in your own time. If you've got any questions, as always, just reach out. You can email via the website or you can reach us on social media.
Thanks for listening.
Hooroo.